It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 592. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450. And I'm laughing because that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. And Skype has completely crashed and burned. So if you do leave me a voicemail on that, I will find another way, another machine to offload the audio. So, but right now it's not coming from my primary machine. And you'll understand why with my guest in a couple minutes. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also MikeNationNet. You can check out the wiki, and that's at mtswiki.com. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of this show. That is the ultimate remote service software that you can implement to help your clients. You can set unattended mode. You can automatically have someone go and download the program at a landing page provided to you by Instant House Call, and you can connect up very easily even for one-time fixes. You can try it free for 15 days by going to instanthousecall.com or clicking on the link on my website. But remember to use the promo code Mike Tech Show. I have a special show lined up here about the elimination of the analog connector from the iPhone. And I have Winston Wolf on hold right now, and we are going to debate Apple's decision to remove that connector. Now, connected. I'm connected. Go ahead.
I'll grab a notepad and start making notes.
Okay. We're recording all this live. Winston is literally connected to me via FaceTime from my iMac, which is linked into my mixer because I couldn't get Skype running on my end. So Winston's on the line, and the whole topic changed tonight because my son Ryan posted on Facebook about Apple's decision, where he completely disagrees with the decision for them to remove the analog jack, the earphone jack, from their new iPhone 7. But here's, when he did that, I responded, and then Winston jumped into the discussion because he completely disagrees with me. And then in the chat, I said, wow, this would make a great debate and a show. And I threw out my script for tonight and everything I was going to talk about. And I said, let's do this because I completely agree with Apple's decision. And I'm going to cite the history of what's been happening with Apple. Apple was the first not to embrace Blu-ray because, and I was actually angry at that. Blu-ray, I wanted Blu-ray drives, but I didn't realize the reason why they didn't embrace it is because they were abandoning support for the optical drive completely. They see the future, which is movies, everything being downloaded. Now, I even have a portable CD drive, a DVD drive for my iMac because I have legacy software that needs to be installed. Apple was one of the first to pioneer not including drives with their systems. One of the things that they have to do is position the future and technology, and we got to let go some of the past to embrace the future. And they removed this analog jack in lieu of a digital better connection through their Lightning connector. And they're providing, with the iPhone 7 and 7 Plus, an adapter to go back to that analog jack if you have legacy headset. I get it. Okay. And then also new earbuds that are tethered via a cable via the lightning jack of the iPhone. But coming down in the middle of October is new earbuds for your ears that are wireless with a new wireless audio technology that Apple has created with this phone. So you can connect and have better quality audio through these, and I know they're expensive, but these new earbuds that are going to be wireless. And I think they're AirBuds or something like AirPods or something. I forget what the actual name is. So my thinking is I agree with this move because they took valuable real estate away that they're not going to need in the future. Everything's going to be wireless. Everything's going to be, they need to make room because we demand a smaller, thinner iPhone, but we want better and improved technology. Now, I basically stated my point. I have a few other things. I will now give the floor to Mr. Wolf and taking the other opinion. Go ahead.
Well, you know, first of all, you've already made my point for me, and I will prove it to everybody that's on the chat and that's going to listen to us. And that is, we were scrambling to make this happen at the last second because it really was a last second thing. And when Skype didn't work out for us, what did we do? We connected your iPhone by way of the analog port.
Oh, no.
Into your mixer.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And I'm holding it up. We talked about it, but I didn't have to. Just to let you know.
Oh, I didn't realize that you didn't have to. So,
no.
So what did you end up so that you could get my sound onto the channel?
Your sound's coming from the iMac, which is connected to the mixer. Your voice
okay.
is...
Even then.
Yeah, but I get it.
Even then, that was an alternative solution, right?
Right.
So, but even then, we're using the iMac analog port, which, you know, they are also striving to do away with because the new Mac MacBook Air doesn't have an analog port on it. It just has the USB-C, right?
Yep. And so that means I would have to have a USB-C to the quarter-inch XLR plugs or whatever for the mixer. I'd have to have some kind
exactly.
of a converter from USB-C
exactly.
to get to the mixer.
So,
understood.
So I'll take your first point of the legacy drop-off, and that's the worst argument that there could be for this, and that is your ears, my ears, everybody's ears, at least, you know, of humans, are analog.
Okay.
So sooner or later, you have to take this beautiful digital sound and turn it into some form of an analog. The medium that conveys that sound is also analog. It's called air, right? So sooner or later, you have to convert from digital to analog, and there's no escaping it if we're going to listen. So the idea of legacy drop-off is spurious at best, right? Because the savings that we have interior to the device are minuscule, something along the lines of 4cc, and that is just almost nothing, right? And what you're saving, it isn't the size of the DAC, the digital to audio converter. What you're saving is only the size of the headphone jack, which by its mere length tells us its size, right? It's 3.5 millimeters. Also in its length, we end up roughly with 4 cc's of space. And people say, well, you know, you also save the DAC. No, you don't, because you still need a DAC on board to be able to run the speakers that are built into the phone, number one. Number two, I will suspect and wager that the dongle that we get doesn't have a DAC built into it, so they're going to use the onboard dongle, the onboard DAC, to deliver audio to that dongle on some other pin set because they're not using all the pins in the lightning connector.
Right.
So what we're saving is a minuscule amount of space, all in the name of what? Apple selling us more dongles, basically, okay? I get it. They're $10. They're not terribly expensive in comparison to what other dongles that they sell are. But the reality is that in the years that I've used a headphone jack, I have never had a headphone jack go bad on me. I have had many, many, many cables go bad on me. I've had many, many, many dongles go bad on me.
Well,
my son
Michael Jr. actually has an iPhone where that jack went bad. Actually, Ryan had a phone that the jack went bad. Or actually, no, not Ryan, Tyler, one of his old iPhones. So I've seen it go bad, but you're right, it's not that common. Then there's no such thing as high definition audio to you because it ends with your ears listening. So that means there's no such thing as high def audio.
Well, there is such a thing as high def audio. It's your ears. Your ears are the highest version of high def audio there is, because by its very nature, nothing can outdo them, right? At least not until we blast our ears with very loud music and turn our hearing to mush. So in reality, what we get from anything less than perfect sound between us talking face to face is some form of degraded audio.
But I'm saying that they're going to have improved audio coming from that connector. That's a digital connector.
Again, you're missing the point, Mike, and that is that digital connection, that quote-unquote digital connection, sooner or later has to turn to analog by necessity, because your ears are analog. Your ears are not a jack that runs on ones and zeros.
But then
so you have to convert it to an analog format that then delivers it to a speaker of some form. In this case, we'll talk about headphones.
Right.
And then that headphone or a speaker moves air back and forth and excites your eardrum into what we consider sound.
So you're saying the sound's not going to be better coming out of that lightning connector? No better.
Not one bit. Not one bit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same. The only place where there's room for improvement in that lightning plug, and you can do it without doing away with lightning, without doing away with the 3.5 millimeter jack, is by bypassing the onboard DAC and having a headphone that has a DAC built into it, and then that DAC could be better quality and better amplified mm-hmm. than the built-in DAC, and you're going to get better sound out that way. But in general, you're not going to find headphones that do that. What they're going to do is they're going to take the analog.
No, look at the AirPods. You got to look at the new Apple AirPod.
Hang on. Stop.
Go ahead.
Okay, you're missing the point. The AirPods have their own DAC, and they don't use that lightning connector at all.
Not at all.
So
it's wireless.
They could have done the AirPods without the lightning, without doing away with the analog port on the phone, and it would still work, and they would have still had the nice little press conference of, you know, AirPods that you're going to lose in, you know, 5 minutes after you start using them, and you're going to lose your mind trying to find them.
So I'm going to be careful with an expensive item, so I'm not going to lose them.
You're going to be careful with an expensive item. Okay. I'm going to use Michael Jr. as my tracker here. I'm going to ask him to keep track and see how long it takes before you start cursing and yelling about where the hell are my AirPods.
I agree. Because you can't not do something because you may lose it. I may lose my iPhone. Well, I'm not going to give up not having a mobile phone just because I might lose it. So
no,
I disagree with that argument.
Large, right? You're not going to be. It's going to be hard to lose your iPhone inside of your car, right? So if you have one of these AirPods on and you take a turn too hard or whatnot and it falls out of your ear and it ends up under your seat, what are you going to do? You're going to have to pull over and you know, while you're pulled over, you're going to be cursing because the traffic is going to be going by and not giving you any chance to take a breath. And they're going to be coming way too close to you all the while you're digging under your car seat for your AirPod that got loose while you were making that turn.
But I'm not going to use this in a car because I'm going to Bluetooth it to my car. So I have cordless phone, you know, hands-free phone, music, everything. So I'm Bluetoothing,
so
and they're not getting rid of Bluetooth.
So then you're back.
I'm
so
back
to
the normal.
To using
right.
Bluetooth audio, which
right.
is crap. Bluetooth sounds like tin cans, man.
Oh, I know. But that's why I'm excited, and that's why I was excited yesterday when they demonstrated the AirPods, because, wow, that's the way to go. A better wireless technology to deliver better quality audio. But I get your point. That does not mean that they had to get rid of the jack. I agree they could have implemented that and still kept the jack. But why do we need the jack?
I'll even wager this. I'll wager this. I'll wager that when I fix it, gets a hold of one of these things and breaks it down, they're going to find enough room inside of that case to put the 3.5 millimeter jack back in place and go, what did you do? Why did you get rid of this if you're not going to use the space?
I say that they are positioning themselves for the iPhone 8 next year, which is going to be completely different. And they're trying to get rid of as much as they can as they start. And they figured, well, let's let everybody get excited and we're going to lose this jack because this is not the future of our iPhone device. And get that kind of churning with everybody now, because next year you're going to see wireless charging. What I mean, a completely redesigned iPhone because it's the 10th year anniversary. Now, just to prove that I'm not an Apple fanboy, I'm going to make the following statement. After seeing the totality of all of the changes that they are and the enhancements for the iPhone 7, I do not think there's enough for the typical 6 and 6S users to go out and upgrade to the 7. Now, I'm going to upgrade because I'm on an AT&T Next plan and I get the phone every year. I basically lease my phone for the rest of my life and I get a new phone every 12 months. And I got to be on the bleeding edge of technology because all the business owners of all my clients are in an Apple ecosystem. And they look to me for all of this, just like all my listeners to the show. So I'm in a different position. I have to upgrade just for the fact because it's new. But if you were a client of mine and you asked me and you said, Mike, I'm a 6S user, should I upgrade to the 7? I'm going to say no. But it's not because of the jack. It's because there's not enough features to get me to upgrade. Do you see where I'm coming from there?
Yes, but it still doesn't negate the need for or the usefulness of a 3.5 millimeter jack. Well, right? You can have all of these things.
Why do you want it there?
Of the wonderful things that I've done with the phone, right? And not get rid of this 3.5 millimeter jack that is so ubiquitous, that is so useful, that I know I use it every day. Anytime I go work out, my earbuds are in my ear and I'm listening to beautiful music that is on beautiful headphones that allow me to zone into my workout and I don't have to worry about it. And
okay,
they're connected.
They're giving you a little adapter. They're giving you a lightning adapter to the jack.
And that's precisely the problem, Mike. The problem is that adapter depends on a piece of copper that flexes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And eventually we know what happens when metals of any kind are subjected to flex over a long period of time. And that's they wear and they break. So I then end up having to shell out another $10 to Apple for this, and the cycle continues. Right? They could have just as easily left that phone, that jack, on the phone, and saved us the trouble. But no, they have a nice revenue stream, albeit somewhat, you know, limited because people like me are not going to be plentiful. Right? There's the lemmings of the world that are going to continue to use the crappy earbuds that they provide, and that's fine if that's what you like. Knock yourself out. Me, I pay a couple $100 for earbuds because I love the sound that comes out of the quality Shure SE-315s that I have. And I'd have better ones, except that my boss says, no.
Well, you know what I do? I'll tell you how I listen to most of my music from my iPhone or my iPad. Bluetooth to my Bose speaker, which is incredible sound coming out of that Bose.
So it sounds like 10, okay.
But it sounds great. I'll put my Bose.
No, I mean,
I have a Bose speaker,
and the unit itself sounds great. And if you connect it via the analog port that it has on the side, it sounds even better, right? But Bluetooth by its nature has to be lossy, okay? Has to be lossy because there's not enough bandwidth in the air of the frequency range that it operates in to transmit audio at the quality that your eyes and that your ears and my ears hear it at, right?
Right.
So it's a Bluetooth link, and Bose goes through an enormous process to try to make the best of it, but ultimately it's still a Bluetooth link that is lossy and gives us crap audio. And if you take that same audio and plug it in with the analog port that you have now, you're going to understand and hear that oh, wow, there is a big difference in quality here. And it isn't until you do a side-by-side test with that same speaker that you go, wow, Bluetooth really sucks.
I'm going to do that, actually, because maybe I'm not the audio file that I thought I was, but I actually think that the Bluetooth communication to the Bose is adequate, and it's okay. I mean, it's fine. I got no problem with it. I mean, it's actually good.
It is exactly that. It is okay. It isn't perfect, right? It isn't ideal. An analog connection that delivers the actual frequency of the sound is going to far outpace that Bluetooth connection. The Bluetooth has no way of keeping up with the dynamic range of good music, right? If you're talking about modern music that is all compressed to hell and back and all super amplified, okay, no big deal, no difference, right? But if you're talking about taking a recording from your favorite artist that was recorded somewhere in, say, prior 1990, and that was sampled at high rates, preferably in a lossless format, you're gonna hear the difference drastically. And if you want to test that out in a lab, if you will, of sorts, go download a track from hdtracks.com. Those guys make amazingly high end audio tracks available. Now you pay for them. They're not going to be the 99-cent buy that you have on iTunes.
Right.
But you can put that track over Bluetooth and then put that same track over 3.5 millimeters, and you're going to hear the amazing difference that there is in the quality of the sound.
Now, what do you think about they added stereo speakers finally to the iPhone? And that could be also some of the real estate they're taking. They added a whole other speaker, and they changed the home button for this
useless
tactile feel. No, but there's more components to get that touch response.
No, I get that there's more components, right? But that stereo speaker is useless. Most of the time when we're watching something on the iPhone that actually needs quote unquote stereo is some YouTube video that lasts 30 seconds that, you know, shows somebody, you know, getting hit in the nether regions and ha ha ha, it's funny. Do you really need stereo for that?
Oh no! But what about music?
You know,
I want stereo music coming out of the speakers. I mean,
I don't listen to music on my iPhone. I listen to music through my iPhone on my earbuds. I never listen to music on my iPhone itself because the built-in speakers are crap.
Well, that's
even
what
stereo
speakers
are.
Nah, I don't. I disagree. I don't think you're in the majority there, and that's why on that, because I know people that use their speakers for their iPhones, so that. I mean, I know that. I have clients that use that.
For what?
And to just listen to regular radio. I listen to my Sirius XM that way. I listen to with my Sirius XM app.
Okay. Sirius XM. Yet another example of crap audio. They have to compress that stream down so hard that if you actually listen to it, you understand that the frequency range that they're giving you is minimal. It you know, if you want to hear tin cans, Sirius XM, man.
I love my XM, but see, I listen to Howard Stern. There's no music. That's all talk.
I listen to
news. So speech is not a problem. But
speech,
go ahead.
Speech is not a problem. The frequency range of your voice and my voice is very, very, very compacted. It doesn't reach the highs and the lows that good music does, right? So listening to speech, like an audiobook or a talk show of some kind over Sirius XM or over Bluetooth or any other digital medium is fine because, yes, you can actually hear the difference. You can hear the quality loss, but it's not so aggravating that it drives you not to listen.
Yeah, I think you and I have different ways of listening. See, I never use any earbud at all. So that jack never gets used. You know, the only time I use my jack on the phone is if you've left me a voicemail on my cell phone and I record it so I could play it in a show. And I then take
so
that cable.
You still need that analog jack, huh?
Well, I don't. No, because I would just use at that point, it's like I don't have to charge my phone at that moment. So I would use the Lightning connector. That's all. And I would get your, and I would still get your recorded voicemail message so that I can then record it in Audacity on my computer through my mixer. And what we're talking about is an analog cable that will go from that analog jack that goes into the mixer. So now I would just plug it into the adapter that they give you. One thing I would have liked them to give, the biggest argument, which you didn't make, which my son made and other people are making, and I was ready for this. I thought you were going to make this argument, which is you cannot charge your phone and listen to music through that port at the same time.
Meh.
But it's, that doesn't bother me.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. And you could get a splitter. You could get a splitter.
Well, not only exactly. Exactly. We've seen that already on the iPad, where you can have a USB port attached to it so you can have your Ethernet connection and a power adapter on the same thing. And you buy it from Apple and it's $30 for the dongle that will eventually break and you'll have to pay another $30 for it.
But they're providing it. I wish they would have provided the splitter too. But I guess they came to the same conclusion you did, which is, we don't think that's going to be a big problem. You know, where someone has to charge their phone.
No. It's not that, Mike, at all. It's not that it's not going to be, it's that this is the first run of it, and this is going to be the standard. And if you want that, you're going to have to pay $30 for the splitter.
Right. But I also think they're positioning for wireless charging. They're going to have to embrace that. They're going to have to implement it, and they better implement it on the iPhone 8. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's things I disagree with the iPhone. I want an SD slot, and I'm never going to get it. Never. And so,
and I have to throw something your way that Mrs. Wolf sent to me on a messenger. And she said, do you have any idea how many small, expensive items have gone through the washing machine? Because inevitably, your earbuds that are $160 are going to end up in your pocket, and you're going to forget about them. And they're going to go through the wash, and there goes $160.
Oh. Yes, but that's with any set. I know someone that has, I have a client, the COO of one of my clients that has $800 earbuds. $800 earbuds. That's insane.
And I bet they sound delightful.
Oh my God. Yes. But I mean, I don't know if he worries about the same thing. What if I misplaced them? What if something happens? What if there's a lot of things that could still happen. I can't put that kind of money into a device like that. Would I spend $150? Well, we're going to find out because I am definitely going to have the iPhone 7. Like I said, I got no choice. But what I'm going to do is it's going to be interesting. The only way to do that is to the only way for me to sample wireless sound from the iPhone 7 and compare it to Bluetooth is to own a pair of them. So from a testing standpoint, or if I can borrow a speaker. Now, nobody mentioned, and I mean, why wouldn't they have speakers that I'm sure they're going to come out with, right? Portable speakers?
Proximity, I think.
Yeah,
Proximity.
Yeah, I mean, see, I don't know what the distance, because we get, 15 feet on, I mean, that's the recorded kind of for Bluetooth, right? You know, for the personal area network, the PAN is like, it's like 15 feet. You might get a little more depending on the Bluetooth connection. But I don't know the distance from on this wireless technology that they've came out with for the phone. I'm looking forward to testing that somehow for the quality so I can compare it to what I normally do with my Bluetooth connection. And I listen to Bluetooth a lot. Up in my bedroom, I have a Bluetooth speaker, a sound bar for the big TV. I'll pair my phone to it just to hear stuff that I'm playing on the phone. And I pair, hold on, what else do I use Bluetooth for? Now, not the Apple device. I have the Echo up in the bedroom, but I have the Echo Dot here in my office, and the Echo Dot is paired to my Bose speaker because the Echo Dot speaker is just horrible. And it's made to be paired with something. Now, they do have an analog connection. And something I haven't done, which after this, you've convinced me that I need to test Bluetooth versus an analog cable, and I have not done that. You know,
so as an aside, while we were here chatting, someone sent me a link on the site saying, "Oh, by the way, this is already available. The Courageous Apple is offering a Lightning dock that lets you have phone headphones and charging." You know how much that dongle is? $50, sir. Oh, $50. Wow. Thank you, Apple. Thank you very much.
Mm. Well, I'm saying this, and I hope it's not true. I'm hoping that they didn't pull that jack to make a revenue stream, that they truly need the real estate.
I think they pulled the jack for the mere reason of getting rid of yet another item.
Mm-hmm.
The more you streamline your supply line, the less you have to worry about supply line holding you up. And, you know, this is yet another item. And they don't see people like me who use their headphones all the time as a normal user, apparently. So they've relegated the likes of me to the dustbin. They've said, well, if you want to use our product and you want to use it the way you want to use it, then you're going to have to bow to us.
Yes. Now, okay, what about you? You like your MacBook Pro, right? Does that have an optical drive?
Actually, my MacBook does have an optical drive.
Okay, mine does too, because it's older. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so is mine. Bad example. Okay, now, wait. My 27-inch iMac here does not. So I have
here's the thing, Mike.
Didn't we go kicking and screaming when they first did that? You know, we were like, oh, are they crazy? Why are they eliminating the optical drive? And then
because I had the option of going external really easily at the time, right?
But you USB, mean by using a connector? But you had
hear,
to go.
Hear me. Oh, yeah. Hear me out. Oh, hear me out. Hear me out. Nobody pays Apple for a USB dongle. Okay, so if I go buy a USB external drive, Apple doesn't make money from it. However, everyone that makes anything with a Lightning connector has to pay Apple a licensing fee per device they make. Mm. So there's a revenue stream there. There's also the whole, when was the last time you used an optical drive? I could tell you that the last time I used an optical drive was probably 2 years ago.
Right.
And even then, before that, it was probably another 2 years. So I don't use my optical drive for anything. However, I use my earbuds every single day. I'm driving, I have my earbuds handy because if my clients call me, I drop that earbud into my ear and I can hear them perfectly. Where Bluetooth, they sound like crap. Even on the best cars out there, the Bluetooth link sounds like crap. And I want to be able to understand what they're saying. I want to be able to, if they have some nuance to what they're saying, if they have some anger or happiness or worry, I want to be able to detect that in their voice and react accordingly, because that's part of our customer service, right? We have to know how our clients are feeling so that we can cater to their needs.
Yes.
And I just don't find Bluetooth to deliver that for me.
But we can't kill the AirPods without testing them to see, is that significantly better than Bluetooth? And we don't know that until we really hear it, touch it, feel it, smell.
But Mike, that's like saying, you know, is being killed by a bullet to the head better than being killed by a knife to the throat? Either one sucks, right? Now, one sucks a little bit more than the other, but either way, that sucks. So the notion that we have to do away with a beautiful connector that has worked for us for years and years and years, that we know delivers an exact quality to it, especially out of Apple, because Apple over the years has, in general, put very, very good DACs on their systems to deliver us this analog sound.
But you don't
from
know.
The very first iPod.
Yeah, I want you to, I know, I'm going to get to this in a second. I definitely hope that if it's not you, maybe it's me, that you're going to listen to music with my little adapter or a friend's adapter, who someone you know hopefully embraces and gets the iPhone 7, just so you can test with your ear. I want to know your current, what do you have an iPhone now, don't you? What do you have?
I do now.
What do you have? What do you have?
No, and I have the 6S. Okay. I'm sorry, the 6 Plus.
So I want to know when you plug in, I want to know, is it going to sound different to you, your same headphones? I want to know if it sounds better, same, or worse when you connect to the little adapter to the Lightning. And I really want you to report back.
I have to buy an iPhone 7, and I'm not really keen on the idea right now.
No. Don't buy it. Go into a store. Walk into a store. Play something with your, but bring your.
But there's an inherent problem with walking into a store and testing it, Mike. And that is that I'm at the mercy of whatever music they have available, right?
That's true.
If I'm going to do a true comparison, I have to use one of my rip tracks that is in lossless format. I have the largest iPhone available because I want to put all my music on it in lossless format because I like listening to my music that way.
Okay. Maybe you know what?
The only way I'm going to be able to test it
is when I come out and visit. I have to get out there and visit and bring my iPhone 7 with me. And we copy your music files to my iPhone 7 and you listen and we do a taste test, you know, with listening. Well, I want to do that just to experiment and know from your ears, do you hear a difference? Is it the same? Is it worse or is it better? And that's going to be, and we don't know that yet. And that's something that I'm actually going to be testing. I'm not a good test because I'm not an earbud user. So if I start using it with the new phone, I'm not going to know the difference because I don't embrace the earbuds today. So, and I think maybe that's why for me, I could care less about this jack.
You have this quality, beautiful set of headphones that you're using for the podcast that you could use to listen and compare, right? And now understand in order to do a proper comparison, you're going to have a track or several tracks that are high quality to begin with, right? So if we're talking about 64K tracks, well, they all sound like 10 no matter what, right? You bump it up to,
it's going
to
be high,
in the 300s, right?
Yeah.
Now we're talking about quite a bit of difference. And if you go into a lossless format, then we're talking about an enormous difference then, right?
I have some lossless
albums.
Great
headphones.
I'll tell you what, I have an album. As a matter of fact, I have, I have my Bose Quiet Comfort noise canceling headphones. I mean, I got some incredible headphones, which by the way,
I will tell you that the Bose Quiet Comfort are not good for this test.
No, they're,
because they're subject. Their DAC is subject to the noise canceling of the ambient.
Yeah. I was just going
to
say, it's why I don't use them. Yeah, it's why I don't use them for the show. I got to have some of that external sounds coming in for the natural sound for the head. I tried having that headset for a show and it felt very weird. I couldn't do the show. The sound, you know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't isolate enough, does it?
Yeah. It was just, I couldn't do it. But you're right. I have very good headset right now. And you know what? When I have a month to return my iPhone 6, I'm going to use AT&T, and they give me 30 days to return my old phone. I'm going to have both phones. And I'm going to take, and I'll tell you the album I have. I have a lossless, high def version of Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life. I mean, unbelievable. You hear
that
and you're like,
great. That is a great album to test with.
Yes. And so I'm going to copy that on both phones and do my own test and report back on that. I will do that and see. And then I'm also, and this I can test, right away, which is I'm going to pull out the analog cable that comes with the Bose and I'm going to tether my iPhone and listen to my 6 from 60s on my Sirius and then listen to it Bluetooth and see if there's any difference,
listen to Sirius. Sirius is not going to give you bandwidth to hear any difference.
What about Spotify, Pandora? What do you agree with?
Any streaming service, any of the streaming services are not going to have enough quality in them to really give you a proper comparison.
Then you know what? I'm going to copy that album. Go ahead.
So don't get me wrong. I listened to Pandora and I paid for a Pandora One subscription. And I have the high quality setting turned on and it kills my data plan. Not that I care because I'm grandfathered in, right? But even then, the same track, If Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine comes on, I can tell the difference between that and the version of Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine that's on my phone, because the quality is that different.
Okay. And I think I'm going to hear the quality difference with the Stevie Wonder high def songs in the key of life that I have. You know, I mean, dude, these are huge files, and I'm going to, I got enough space on my iPhone. I have 128 gig. So that's going to be a problem. Now it's interesting, on the 7, I'm going to stay the course with 128, cause I'm not even coming close to using that. So I don't think I'm going to bump up to the 256 that they have, but I agree that they got rid of the 16 gig. I can't tell you how many clients are running out of space who only have a 16 gig. And I'm really glad to see them do away with 16 gig and just, you know, they're now, it's 32, one, they got rid of 64, by the way. It's 32, 128, or 256. They're your choices at the same price points that they were.
And I'm down with, 128 all day. So all that, now I will back up on this and say this. All that said, I will probably be eating a turd sandwich and eating and buying myself an iPhone. Probably.
Okay. You got to Facebook
and I'll
the picture.
Tell you why.
go ahead.
And I'll tell you why. And that is because I have this environment here that is all Apple centric, right?
Right.
I have an iMac. I have a MacBook Pro. I have an iPad. I have an Apple TV. Actually, I have two Apple TVs.
So do I. So, I have two Apple TVs. Yes.
So, and on top of it, there's one feature on the new 7S, on the new 7 Plus, I should say, I want.
The dual camera.
The camera.
Yeah.
The camera.
I said that. I said, you, if you're a photo guy.
We're friends on Facebook, right?
Yep.
So you've seen the pictures that I post, and I take tons of pictures with my iPhone camera. I take tons of pictures with my DSLR. I take tons of pictures with my GoPro, right? And people go, well, you know, the iPhone camera is not a pro camera. True, but you know what? I've gotten paid for shots that I've taken with my iPhone camera. It's not the camera, it's the photographer.
Yes, so, I agree. I'm a terrible photographer.
A camera in my pocket that is going to deliver quality is going to be worth having, right? Now, that
yes.
said, I'm still on the fence. I'm very much on the fence between buying an Android device with a very high-end camera.
But it's not going to match
or
this.
Buying this iPhone 7 Plus.
Right. And with the two cameras, did you see the keynote when they spent an inordinate amount of time on the cameras, because that's the feature they're driving to hope to get people to go to the 7. And I thought of you when I seen that 7 Plus, because I'm like, I don't want the 7 Plus because it's too big. I want the double camera just to have it, but I want it in the size of the 7, and they can't deliver that. So guess what they didn't talk about? I think they added an extra gig of RAM to the Plus. It's 3 gig, not 2, where the regular one's only going to be 2. And that's something that wasn't covered
that's
yesterday.
Okay.
No, it's great.
But
I mean,
you need that, right?
Yeah, you need that because of the other camera. And it's interesting.
They can deliver it in the 7, okay? It's just that they don't want to. They want you to have a compelling reason to go to the 7 Plus.
Right.
And how do I know they're going to how do I know they can deliver it on the 7? Because wait till the 8. The 8 will have two cameras, and the 8 Plus will have two cameras that are even better than the 8.
Right. I agree. And, you know, it's interesting. If you end up with a 7 Plus, that you got to report back on your opinion on the audio. Because you live with those earbuds, and you will have
the shame of owning a 7 Plus.
I mean, I'll never go to the Plus. It's too big. It's just too big. That's not me. That's not how I roll. That's not how I work. I need, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't even have mind a 7 Junior to go back to the size of the 4. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a big phone. You know what? That's why I have an iPad mini. That's why I have an iPad. As a matter of fact, I was kind of hoping they would sneak in an upgrade to the iPad Pro and give me a reason to buy the 12.9-inch iPad Pro, but they didn't yet. And I'm waiting for that next upgrade before I pull the trigger and go to an iPad Pro, because I want the bigger screen there
October.
Because it's replacing my laptop at that point. You know, I think I can engineer the way I live to work from an iPad, you know, most of the time.
To a degree. I can tell you that I have an iPad Pro and I love it.
The big one or the 9?
But it doesn't...
is it the 12
inch? It doesn't replace... It is the iPad Pro is the only version they make. It's huge, right?
No, they make two.
They have the 9 version. Okay, so I have the Huge A. The Huge A. That's the French American version, Huge A.
Do you like it?
I love it. But there's a caveat to it, and that is you have to, can it be your laptop? Yes. With a caveat of you need to be able to VPN into some place and have a remote desktop of a Windows machine that I can actually run your software for you because. In and of itself, isn't enough.
Chrome, I use my iPad to access. I set up Chrome with the remote desktop connection because Instant House Call does not have an iPhone app. And I'm going to tie in here as we start to wrap up. I can connect to Instant House Call via Chrome browser on my iPad, connecting to a machine that's running that, and I can launch the Instant House Call remotely from my desktop via Chrome. So this is free. And then I can...
All right, so...
You should try that. Try remote desktop into a station that you have, you know, set up. And then launch all your apps from there.
Since we're starting to wrap up, yes. I promised you at the beginning of this before we started recording that I had an amazing app for you.
Yes.
I'm going to paste it on the chat. And if you want to, for everybody that's listening, duetdisplay.com, DuetDisplay.com, $20 on my iPad Pro and a lightning cable, it doubles my iPad as a second screen for my MacBook. It'll double your iPad as a second screen for your PC. It doesn't care.
Okay.
It's an amazing, beautiful app. It's $20. It's worth the $20 because now you're always carrying your iPad with you.
Yes.
And it works on the iPad and the iPhone, right? And I've used it on the iPhone and it's like, okay, this is cute, but it's not useful, right? But on the iPad Pro, I have this monster screen as a side while I'm at a client site. And all it takes is a USB cable with a lightning port on it, right? And it works beautiful.
Really? Okay. All right, I'm in. I'm doing that. Does Amazon sell that? They must. The cable? Oh no, the cable's your normal lightning cable. Oh, it's just the app. That's right.
Yeah, it's your lightning cable.
Oh, okay.
It's just an app. You pay $20 for the app on the App Store. Put it on your iPad. And then you take your normal cable and connect it. You download the software for your Mac or for your PC, either one. And voila, you have a second monitor that is your iPad.
Do you get both licenses? If you buy the app, you can download the Windows version? Or do you have to pay?
Exactly. The Windows software, the Windows software, the Mac software is free when you buy the app.
Okay. I got you. All right. Cool. No, that's a great tip. And I will put that link into the show notes for tonight. And I want to thank Winston for taking the time. When he appeared in the chat in the pre-show, it just all of a sudden I was like, boy, we got it. After seeing your comment on Facebook, I was like, man, we got to get together. But I think the jury's out still a little bit because we don't know the quality of this wireless. And this is the only way I will backtrack, and I think you would, that if it's horrible, I'm going to retract my opinion. But I want to ask you the same. What if it's just amazing? Would you retract? Would you say, oh my, you know, if it like blows you away? Or if the digital connection?
If it were truly amazing, yes, absolutely. But the fact is that you're not going to be able to deliver over wireless radio, right? It's a radio of some form.
Right.
The capacity that you have to broadcast or to transmit over a wired connection. If that were the case, then your phone would be able to receive LTE traffic at the same rate as your cable connection, and that's 300 megabits up and down, right? So why can't your phone do that? Because the amount of bandwidth available on a radio spectrum is significantly diminished.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I had a good time. I hope everybody got a little bit out of this, and Winston and I tackled the Apple removal of the analog jack from their iPhone, from the new iPhone 7. And I will have it when it comes out. I'll be pre-ordering that tomorrow through AT&T on the 9th, and then I will be getting it on the 16th. So the next show after the 16th, I will definitely report back on it. I will let you know if Winston is holding up a new iPhone 7, or is he going to hide and not admit to it, you know, when it comes out, if he buys it. I'll let everybody know. And you know what we need to do? We got to let things settle for a month or two and do a follow-up on this, you know, with what we've learned and what we've seen, you know, after we've
played with it. I am very much down with it. We need to do this more often.
Yes.
And we need to sort out the issues we're having with technical stuff so that we can do this and be more.
Let's put this out there.
Quality side.
Okay. So here's what I'm putting out there, because my listeners always come through. What can we use that's operating system gnostic? It's a platform neutral. So we could run it on Windows or a Mac. I'm going to be running it on Windows, where we can do a great audio connection between anyone in the world and myself. And then all I got to do is open up Audacity and launch it. And I can record it. But we need good, stable audio that's not Skype. It can't be Skype. I want your recommendations. What do you recommend? And by the way, I don't like Google Hangout. I think the audio is horrible in Google Hangout. So at least my experience in the meetings that I've had with Google Hangout and everything, I don't like Google Hangout. So no Skype, no Google Hangout. Give us some recommendations, and I literally will mention every one of your recommendations and get that into a future shows. So send that at miketechshow@gmail.com. I really appreciate it. And this recommendation is also a saving for tech vets. It's one of the reasons I've been having such difficulties with Skype. It's why I don't connect with Carrie anymore. It's just one of the reasons. I mean, we're both busy, but Skype is such a pain and such horrible quality with me recording it that I think this is better. And I'm doing this over the iPhone. I think this is amazing. So I'm really glad.
Using the analog port, mind
there's
you.
There's no analog port here. No analog port. But you know what I would like? See, right now you can't hear anything I play as a guest. And because Winston can only hear my voice coming through the speaker of the iPhone, you're getting his audio through FaceTime on my iMac, patched into my mixer, being recorded on my PC in Audacity, and you're getting my voice response, which is being recorded. And as I see the audio levels, they look perfect. So I'm excited about also your feedback on the audio quality of this show based on what we rigged together in a couple minutes before we started recording. So right now, as I wrap up, I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. If you purchase anything from Amazon, remember to use my Amazon link, or if you know anybody that purchases from Amazon, share my link, amazon.mikenation.net. Your price stays the same. A small commission comes back to support the Mike Tech Show. I really appreciate all of your incredible use of that link. It's phenomenal. It makes a difference. Thank you so much. I want to thank Instant House Call for sponsoring the show. You can go to instanthousecall.com, download the free trial for 15 days, and use the promo code MikeTechShow. That's it for tonight's show. I'll be back next week, same time, same channel, and I'll give everybody a taste. I have wireless tips. That's what I was going to do tonight. Tweaking your access points to get maximum performance. And I was all ready because I purchased and played with the USB rubber ducky. And I'm going to dig deep and talk about the rubber ducky. That's what I had lined up for tonight. That'll be next week's show. And of course, all of your emails. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please please visit techpodcast.com.